shining bright, glowing with the beams. Alps, mountains, hills, all designed, flowing with the streams. Grand skies, two amazing eyes, creatures cross to nations. Who can comprehend these wonders, the design of all creation? Yet above all mention, God who reigns above the heavens, in his image and his likeness made his creatures men and women. Creature must know maker, actually they must connect, because design should never be divorced from its architect. So does it really make sense? Doesn't it sound really odd that one would choose a path of life away from good almighty God? The hiding and lying and every sin a soul can bring can never leave the sight of him who knows and sees all things. So turn around and leave behind in life the stock and gone astray. The road to him is peace and joy.
We can keep running away.
Senses that a living man possesses is bestowed by wisdom's power who creates with an objective. Your sense to hear and listen is a function engineered, but can the one who made the ear not have the power to hear? Your gossiping, name calling, every slur and every slander is all heard by Christ himself who can be seen in every neighbor. The gift to utter speech is to be used for truth and good rather than tearing down your neighbor who should be loved and understood. And what about profanity, crude and vulgar comedy? All that's uttered from your mouth is from your heart, and that's not funny. One moment, singing praises, next moment, sinful phrases, then receive the Eucharist and then speak ill with those same lips. Development of habits that we form just seem to linger, but there's always hope through grace. We got to turn to God our Savior. So set aside the pride and let the grace of God provide the Spirit's power to convert and purify all that's inside. The mighty God hears all we say and wants to turn our nights to day, cause Christ is here to wash our stains.
We can keep running away.
That the gracious Lord has given lets us see externally, but not all things secret and hidden. Creator always greater than his creatures' finite features. Does his eyes observe all things, even in past, present, and future? Every act in privacy, the movies that you watch and see, pornography, unchastity, and all that's done behind the scenes. Cheating on a test or slacking off at work or job, you deceive the world around, but not the eyes of mighty God. And drug abuse, no excuse before the Father's judgment seat. In chronic leaf, no relief, it only leads to further grief. God does really see, so let us show him righteous deeds, living virtue, honesty, integrity, and charity. And what about faithfully attending Sunday liturgy? Let him see humility by daily prayers on our knees. And when we fall again in sin and use the power of confession, then he sees a humble heart and every evil is forgiven. His loving mercy's bright as day, he came to wash our sins away. So why delay? We know the way.
We can keep running away.
We can keep running away.